Welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast. And again, we're going to talk about Falcon and Winter Soldier. And we're going to go to the man that he's like the LA Lakers. You'll be down by 30 because his scoring is major. Big Mike, how'd you feel about the second episode of Falcon and Winter Soldier?
I thought it was good. Continues to show that Marvel knows what they're doing. They're good at not only making movies, but also making good television. I thought the action was good. I thought the dynamic between Sam and Bucky was also good. I know you were talking about kind of them going back to that they don't get along thing, but I don't think it was too overdone in this episode. I thought it kind of just set a little...
Yeah, I can see why now. Trailers for it made it seem like that was the whole focus of the show.
Yeah.
Great.
You know, like I said, it's showing that Sam's decision has consequences and that he's got to deal with that. It's also showing that Bucky's still trying to deal with his past, but also move forward. And I think he's trying to make amends for the things that he's done and prevent it from happening in the future. Getting on Sam about why did he give up the shield when Steve gave it to him, which means that clearly he saw something in you to keep the shield. So why would you give it up? And then how they're starting to show, I believe his name is John Walker, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. The new Captain America, aka U.S. Agent.
Yeah, U.S. agent in the comics, but this Captain America is showing that he's now got to deal with the weight of all this, and then you find out that he's not even a super soldier, he's just a soldier who's good at what he does. So he had the line where he said he's not trying to be Steve Rogers, he's trying to be the best Captain America he can be, but I also like how they kind of flipped it towards the end, and he basically told them, hey, if you roundabout way, it was like, either you with me or you against me, and if you're not with me, stay the hell out of my way. It's only six episodes long, but it seems like in each episode, you get enough content to keep you invested in wanting to see more. Still building up, you still have things that are going to happen in the next four episodes, and you know that that's still coming. But like I said, all around, I think, you know, it was a well-done episode. Like I said, action was good. Subtle hints of racial issues that Sam clearly has to deal with, seeing when he's in Baltimore. One, you find out that there was a black super soldier. We don't know if he was ever that. Technically, Captain America. Clearly, at this point, we know Steve Rogers wasn't the only one. Cops come, and the whole thing starts playing out, and then all of a sudden, it's like, oh, they realize who he is, and all of a sudden it's all good. Like, you know, they didn't force the issue too much. I think that he touched on in a nice, tasteful way, but made people realize that even though he's Sam Wilson, he's a Falcon, he should be Captain America now. He's fought, saved the entire world from the blip and bringing everything back. At the end of the day, he's still a black dude in America that has to deal with the BS. So this is Marvel continuing to push things forward.
I thought it was a very good episode. They had a lot of Easter eggs in there. Like Mike said, it touched on a lot of racial issues, also touched on Sam's decision and the consequence with him not taking the shield, and also how Bucky felt about that, because Bucky said something. Steve believed in you to take the shield, and because you threw it away, now it makes me wonder, was he right about you, and also, was he right about me? He internalized that. He internalized that because you're dealing with the guilt of him being a Winter Soldier. So because of having doubts, what Sam was having doubts about him being the person to carry on the mantle. It's like, was Steve wrong? And if he was wrong about you, he was wrong about me. Pretty poignant. I didn't really think about it like that. I just thought that maybe he was just somewhat a little bit jealous, but it's a lot deeper than that. And I'm glad they touched on that. They brought in U.S. Agent, which U.S. Agent is kind of like just a copycat Captain America, basically, without the powers. I think he ended up getting powers in the comic through the...
Yeah, he did.
Through the power broker. I think the power broker may actually be in this, but I don't know.
Yeah, I think that text message that
from him, right?
Charlie got her. Text that you took something from me and I want it back.
And it's a lot of red herrings here too, because, you know, at first you thought that the Flag Smashers were like probably the villains, and right, then you see that they're really not.
Well, it's kind of the same thing they did with Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
Where the Skrulls were supposedly villains in the comic book, and they did a little slight twist on it.
But now they're kind of like Robin Hood-esque somewhat. Sympathize with them because you understand what they're trying to do. Of course, this is the beginning, so we don't know where this is going to go, but I'm interested to see where it's going to go. They had Isaiah Bradley in there. Shocked to see that.
Yeah, I was blown by that too.
I was actually happy to see that, but still shocked at the same time. I didn't think they were going to go there. And they had Battlestar in there. I'm like, man, they are just deep into Captain America lore, stuff that I didn't think I would ever see on screen. They brought it up. So I really enjoyed this episode. It built characters up, it expanded upon depth of each character, and I do not fuck with U.S. Agent. For some reason, I think he's going to be the main villain. Somehow,
you think so? I think they set him up to be the villain, to be the guy you'd want to hate, but this episode kind of showed he wasn't malicious in what he's doing.
I think he's going to be an anti-hero.
I think he's going to be a dick. I think he's going to be a problem. He's going to use his power of being Captain America for the wrong things. And then Sam and Bucky is going to have to intervene. I'm smelling it. I could be wrong, but that's where they may be going. If he's not the main villain, he is one of the villains, a secondary villain. He's not a good guy.
Look at his character, kind of like Dex from Daredevil, that something just changes his character along the line. All right, Matt.
I really like this episode. I think the mainstream was expecting when they started Phase 4. Casual fan, this is more action-packed than all the Easter eggs they were dropping in WandaVision, which was a different kind of Marvel series. James hit the nail on the head as far as the character development with it. It's funny because the way they portrayed this is that they were going to be buddies when they started off, and come to find out, they don't really like each other. They just kind of tolerate each other, at least for the meantime. I like the fact that towards the end of each episode so far, there's like a surprise or something that they introduce that makes you want it more. And you don't have to do as much thinking. I'm kind of curious what the budget is about the series, mainly because the action scenes are pretty nice. This is Marvel excellence at its best. Is it six? So I'm like, man, we got four more, and if they continue at this quality that they currently have, I mean, I'm definitely still following it regardless. They're doing a very, very good job. I'm very impressed by their quality of work in this particular series. Character development is there, and I like how they still continue with the Easter eggs with a lot of thoughts. Had a lot to do with real life, along with history, along with the comic books, without making it feel forced, because it was the actual storyline in the Marvel comic book at the time. So very good job, Marvel.
Keith.
Pretty good episode. I disagree with James, U.S. agent John Walker being the main villain. They painted his character as being genuine, just basically stepped up when they asked him to. I think he's unintentionally doesn't get it. In this case, he doesn't see what he's done or what he's doing as a problem. They needed Captain America. They asked me to do it. I stepped in and did it. I don't know what the problem is. You didn't want to do it. They had that line when they were driving back that they all got beat by the, what they call themselves, the free hand. He starts making sense. We need to pool our resources. Let's get together. I'm here. I'm doing a job. Use you guys to back me up. My wingman. He wasn't saying Captain America. He was basically calling him Steve like he knew the dude. Rubbed Bucky the wrong way. And he was calling Bucky by his nickname. And that was like, you don't know me either. He's trying his best, but he's trying too hard. And he's burning all the bridges as he's going along. The action pieces were just as good as you would see with the Winter Soldier and Civil War. I wonder if they got the same stunt coordinator or fight choreographer as the same one, because it was really damn good. Storyline shaping up, appearance of Zemo. It's got me picked because I thought he was running things behind the scenes, but now it's something else. Isaiah, as that first Captain America, I didn't see coming at all. When he mentioned his name, I looked over to my wife and I told her, I'm like, oh, they're going this route with it. And I kind of explained it to her and she was like, wow. I'm intrigued by it. I wasn't as excited about this series as I was from before, but now I'm really intrigued by the next four episodes. So that's my take on it.
All right. So for me, I'm a big fan of Wyatt Russell. Talking about the movie Overlord, he was in that with Giovanna Depo. I love that movie a lot. It's a good movie. It's essentially a second lead character in that movie. So I like this whole U.S. agent, the fraud Captain America, maybe with an ulterior motive. He has his own issue. It's kind of like the heavy lot's crown. Do you want the power and the responsibility that comes with it? He has his little bit more brutish way of dealing with things as opposed to Steve Rogers, which is more of a tactician. And then there's a lot of more analogous stuff that things that might have happened in the earlier Captain America movies. Some of the things that Steve Rogers did or Chris Evans did, Wyatt Russell is doing in this episode, whether it be some of the music, trying to ingratiate himself with the people, is a good angle with what's happening. Do you have the A team and the B team? And who is actually the A team? Is it Bucky and Sam, or is it the fraud Captain America? And then also just the different angles of things going on with the Flag Smashers and then Isaiah Bradley. So good episode overall. Hope it can keep up the pace. And that's really it for me. Quick scores for everybody.
The 8.5, ratchet everything up after the whole series ends. Solid episode, 8.5.
Yeah, 8.5, another solid episode. Like I said, everything's still going along swimmingly. Feige said before it came out that he wanted the show to feel like almost like a 6-part movie so far. They're achieving that. So continue to show they know what they're doing, and that's why they are who they are.
All right, Jay.
Give it an 8.5 as well. This is further has me glued to the screen because I was invested before, but I'm really invested now with them introducing more characters, more backstory, depth in the characters. I'm really impressed with them bringing in Isaiah Bradley. I really didn't think they were going to go there, and I didn't think that his story would ever be told, and we still don't know if his story is going to ever be told, but just for them to introduce him into the Marvel...
Something that you would expect from a TV show. Like,
Right. So it was very unexpected, but it was a nice surprise. I enjoyed it. I just hope they continue on with this path, continue on with the story. The action was pretty good. And I mean, this was a good episode. I just hope they keep it up and it's not like too early and then it starts going down. I hope that doesn't happen. But right now, I give it an 8.5.
Matt?
I give it a 9. Why I gave it a 9 is because Marvel continues to surprise us, whether we anticipate it or not, as far as their character development, Easter eggs to things that we think or we don't think that they will cover. Action-packed on top of that, so it does feel like a movie to me. So when I do watch it, I watch it on my big screen with surround sound because I know I'm going to be pleasantly surprised by everything going on, not only action-wise, but as far as mentality of the movie. Gets you thinking a little bit, so definitely a 9. Bring on Omega Red, that's all I'm going to say.
I'm going to give this an 8.5. So this episode was called The Star-Spangled Man. Trifecta of Sam, who was in the military, Isaiah Bradley, and then Walker. I'm going to geek out about Wyatt Russell. His father was Ego in Guardians of the Galaxy. So there's some family history there. So Kurt Russell is his father. He was in Guardians of the Galaxy, and he played somebody's father. But it's a good angle with whatever they're setting up. So... as opposed to some of the other shows that might be on Disney Plus, this one is worth it. This one is 100% worth it. Between that and The Mandalorian, like, this is Disney Plus. This is what the level of quality Disney should be bringing in every series. No, it can't be every series, but every major character series should be this level of goodness. So, any other comments?
They didn't say where the Super Soldiers formula came from. Yeah, so they were working on the Super Soldier formula, but for whatever reason, it's only working on... Isaiah would be the only other one it worked on, because in the comic books, it was the reverse. Isaiah was the first guy that it worked on. Mm-hmm. And once it worked on him, they gave it to Steve Rogers.
Right.
And this is the reverse. He fought in the Korean War. So the formula worked on Steve Rogers, but it didn't work on anyone else. So I guess let's talk about that.
After that happened... they did experiments on him and took his blood, so that the Super Soldier serum that's out now is probably based off of his blood.
That's what he said Hydra took him. That's right.
Yeah.
Got it.
And they used him for experiments and took his blood.
Well, then, of course, like, Bucky got that serum, some weird offshoot of it, but...
it's virtually the same thing. It's just the Hydra version.